So what I was trying to say is,
when welcome to.
My eyes are interesting.
This is episode
331.
472.
And
that's the next episode.
It's not interesting because Jeff has an opinion.
Yes, and as Pablo said, it appears that Guns N' Roses is back together because they need the money. I think that's bullshit.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hi, Alan. Hey.
What's up?
I don't think they need the money because people can just go get a fucking job somewhere.
Yeah.
Like this.
Or they can get their music on Tidal.
I don't know what Tidal is, but I think that's a Jay-Z thing. Or those
beats. Clearly you know what Tidal is, man.
It's for the artist.
All you need to know is the Jay-Z thing, and that's like basically that's all there is to know.
There's much more than I don't know anything about Jay-Z, but I'm not a fan of his.
Yeah, I'm sure like what
did
they make in one
what
concert.
Did you say?
I don't think Jay-Z is very good.
What, because he's like too interesting?
No, I think he's not that talented.
Like mediocre.
Come at me, Jay-Z. I'm right here.
Jay-Z, just so you know, I have no problems with you.
I don't care
about
Jay-Z.
This is all Jeff.
I think your wife is much better than you are. People throw this shit around like when a musician is washed up and they have to like
write a Christmas
like
song,
reignite their like career or something because they need money, and it's obviously they're doing it for the money. It's just like
that's bullshit.
It's like such bullshit because it's like
no, what you're saying is bullshit.
Go ahead.
They're doing because Duff and Slash really want to get together, man.
Do you want to bang?
Mm-mm. Oh. You want to make beautiful music, man.
Well, obviously,
it's beautiful.
I can understand how you may be confused because you were in the other fucking room. But I was saying, what I was saying was that they're not doing it for the money because. Fucking lost my train.
You're saying they're filthy rich already?
Well, they're filthy rich already, and I just think it's so like, it just grosses me out that, like...
I would guess that Axl Rose is out of money.
Like, musicians are, like put on this, like, other, like, plateau where they're, like, too good to, like, admit that their fucking career ended, then and they need to go fucking work at, like a Foot Locker.
Yeah.
I don't think Axl Rose would be a good candidate for a job at Foot Locker.
After you become fucking Axl Rose, like, that's all you can do. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, I mean, I know that that's the perception. I just don't think that's fucking true.
That's what happened to Mark Hamill,
right? My issue with it is that, like, you know, they just blew through millions and millions of dollars.
Right.
So
they were dancing with Mr. Brownstone.
It's like fucking Steven Tyler when... Like, Aerosmith was, like, the biggest band, and they asked him, like, you know, where all that money go? And he was like, it went right up my nose, you know? Mm-hmm. And you're like, well...
quoting Steven Tyler?
Yeah, I am. He was like, well, now you have to go work at Starbucks. Like, fuck you.
That's your punishment.
I don't want Steven Tyler making my latte.
Yeah,
well,
and also,
then
now
change
you're
the world.
Saying... Now you're saying the people that work at Starbucks deserve... to have to fucking work with Steven Tyler.
No, I'm saying that all of the people that,
like,
work at Starbucks are ex-co-cats.
I've had restaurant
jobs.
That's
not true. I worked at Starbucks,
and
I had done
they're
a bunch
very
of cocaine,
nice people,
but
they're
I
great.
Wouldn't describe
nobody
myself
deserves
as an
to have to work
fucking
with Steven
ex-co-cat.
Tyler.
You know it.
Nobody deserves to have to work with Steven Tyler. Not even...
Simon Cowell?
Fucking Steven Tyler deserves
Simon Cowell may deserve to work with
no,
Steven.
No, so, I mean, I'm talking about, like musicians... I would love another beer.
Sure.
I
just think, like, okay, Viacom and buy a trailer and go fuck off in Alabama or something.
Right.
You know, it's like you don't need to live in
like,
a mansion.
Oh, I can't afford my mansion anymore. Well, fuck you. Go get an apartment. Like,
yeah
buy an actual house.
That shit just makes me angry. Like,
yeah.
But why not cash in while you can, right?
What do you mean?
why not do what they're doing?
They're just business people, you know.
Yeah, I mean after it's because the public is gullible and boring, you know, like.
And they want to see some washed up musicians whose music is like the least relevant thing possible.
Well,
exactly.
It's nostalgia for a time that never existed.
Well, the audience, it's a win-win situation because A, they have that nostalgic experience and they really enjoy themselves, or B, they make a mockery of it and enjoy making a mockery of it. I.e. Fat Axel, like, the whole meme, the whole thing, like, you know.
Oh my god, what's happening?
So what is the nostalgia of that band? Is it like where
the shitty people in the 80s to early 90s?
Like white folks in the 80s,
exactly.
In the suburbs kind
of
thing?
So let me tell you my story about them. So
it better not be interesting.
It's not interesting. I was 5.
That's
and
boring.
I was living in Oxford, New Jersey.
Terrible.
Which is one of the very last places, if not the very last places, in New Jersey that actually has an active KKK chapter. Just fun side note, I guess. I was living with my mom was living with her mom at that point. She was like...
Was her mom in the KKK?
24. No, but she could have been.
Your mom's mom was 24.
No, my mother was 24. And she had moved...
And so
like,
was your mom.
Back... No, I don't think she ever moved out. I think I was there forever.
Where's Waldo?
At that point. So I'm in kindergarten. And my grandmother's youngest daughter is 18. So she's in her senior year of high school. And I'm like, you know, just coming around to being able to like walk and talk by myself and shit. I'm 5. I used to like hang out in her room when she was doing homework and stuff, and she loved GNR.
Yeah,
like, I grew up on Use Your Illusion and shit. Well, there was something fucking wrong with her, right? Like, she's just like an abusive and weird person. She put me in the dryer and turned it on. And it worked, which is kind of amazing. I didn't know you could tumble a 5-year-old, but she managed to make that happen. Eventually, the machine became unbalanced and stopped, and I was able to push the door open, and I was hysterical, like in tears. I just could not stop crying. I was like, ay, 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 ay. And she told me I sounded like Axl Rose because I kept saying, ay, 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 ay.
So here's what you do. You get a skunk. A pound of tomatoes.
And then what? Do you put tomatoes on the skunk?
And that's the end of this episode. To find out what happens next,
go
please
fuck
write
yourself.
Write into
That's Not Interesting podcast@gmail.com at thatsnotgmail.com.
Hashtag.
Oh, this whole thing is being broadcast on Periscope, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome. Periscope listeners, congratulations to
Princess Diana.
Princess Diana, the anniversary of her
first period.
First period and death.
Same day. Go
Same
figure.
Day.
Different
She's
years.
She's a late bloomer.
Different years.
She's a late bloomer.
Yeah.
Please only stream this on Tidal.
Yeah. Jay-Z, I mean it. If you want to give us a deal,
mm-hmm.
Don't worry about Jeff. We can get rid of him. He's not really that important.
I'm disposable.
He's Jeffy with the good hair.
Disposable.
Join us next week on That's Not Interesting. We'll be discussing important topics.
Yeah, this airs regularly on Sundays.
On Sundays at 8.
Pacific time.
WXPN.
HBO, WXPN. WMM3.
Yeah.
WHHO.
WKBR in Cincinnati.
W776.
Join us next week where we will define the word scorn for you.
And 1033 in Manahawkin.
Yes.
4976306WHYC.
Camden.
I'm Steve Inske.
And I'm Jeff E. Miller.
And I'm John Botherworth.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
I'm Terry Crews.
I mean,
and this is Fresh Air.
Thank you to all of our listeners and viewers around the country and around the world.
Stay tuned for your fucking coffee mug and tote bag.
Up next,
we have two cereal bowls in contrasting colors. Don't forget our organic cotton onesies. We're about to go private.
Public Media International.
Join us in one moment for the BBC World News.
At the tone, the time will be... Fuck you. I end this, let's start the next one.
Welcome back to That's Not Interesting.
Now that you've survived your public safety announcement.
Please stay tuned for an interview.
Garrison, kill over and die.
With Garrison Keillor. My name's Terry Gross. I'm joined here with Garrison Keillor.
Get a haircut.
Garrison, it's great to see you again.
Oh, you know, I live in the middle of America. I spend
really?
Most of my days on a pond.
That sounds so not interesting, Garrison. Tell me more.
The other day I saw two birds. I didn't look at them, though.
Really, we should turn that into like an elaborate stage production for radio, because I bet that's going to go over real well.
Change your clothes. You smell like a whore.
My name's Terry Gross. And this is Fresh Air.
This podcast will be focusing on bird cam. We'll be looking at birds in their nests.
Somebody give me a cigarette.
Garrison, no! Don't touch me like that!
Like woe be gone. Like woe be gone. Like hoe be on my nutsack.
Sorry.
I think the egg is hatching.
If you look closely, you can begin to see.
It's Science Friday, bitch!
The cracks in the seam. The places where reality gives way and light pours through.
The albumen begins to leak out.
And now...
You're listening to Radiolab.
Oh, kitty cat.
Oh, Snacks, get out of the road!
Snacks, watch out! Welcome back. I'm Terry Gross, and I'm joined now with Garrison Keillor. This is part 5 of our 29-part series... Interviews between Terry Gross
and Garrison
Keillor.
I'm Garrison Keillor.
I'm Terry Gross.
And I'm Terry Gross.
Earlier today, I was having a conversation with CNN's Wolf Blitzer.
I asked him, Wolf.
He said to me,
have you ever worn sheep's clothing?
And I said, and he said to me, Garrison.
How dare you?
Have you ever... been inside a fortress.
I have a hurt murmur.
You should probably get that checked out.
And I'm
and
Terry
that's
Gross.
The end of this episode of Fresh Air. Please join us next week when
on
we'll
this
be
American
joined.
This American
with
wife.
Ira Glass and
oh my God, Ira Glass.
Yes,
David,
Ira Glass.
David Sedaris and you know
James Taylor.
James Taylor and James Dean will also be here.
The porn star?
The porn stars, the entire band. They're gonna perform.
We love Wilco.
My name is Chaz and this is Radio Q.
You're listening to Radiolab. Proud sponsors of
Canada.
Canada. The
Canada.
Place you move to after an election.
Canada.
We're sorry.
We're sorry. You're confused and you ended up in Canada.
Canada.
Please turn around.
Canada, you've got mail.
Canada, we hug two pandas.
Canada, my name is Terry Gross, and welcome back to Fresh Air.
You're all a bunch of inbred prostitutes. Don't turn that dial.
Our milk comes in bags.
Welcome back to Fresh Air.
Today we're talking with famed director, Shitbrain Dick Breath.
And his prostitute wife.
Celine Dion.
Whose husband was recently mauled by a bear. Boring.
Thank Justin Trudeau.
In Canada, home of Celine Dion, Justin Timberlake, Dana Carvey, and Chevy Chase.
Also known as America's Tumor.
My name is Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.
I'm Ira Glass.
I'm Steve Inske. And this is Morning Edition.
Welcome to Splendid Table.
Stay tuned for the BBC.
Wait.
Don't
ask
tell
me.
Wait, don't ask me.
It's not interesting. Don't ask
wait,
me.
Today on...
on You Bet Your Garden.
this is Car Talk with
Terry Grass. Say that.
Terry Grass. Terry Grass. And this is Fresh Air.
I'm Renee Montaigne.
And this is The World.
And this is Steve Castle with the headlines.
From NPR in Washington. First... Coming up on Science Friday, we have
Terry Cogs, because I know
how to swallow a cactus with your asshole. But first,
fresh air.
But first, the news from NPR in Washington. I'm
Lakshmi Singh.
Lakshmi Singh, thank you.
Yes, good.
Today, a bunch of bullshit happened, and...
This is Renee Boldshack, and the BBC News is coming up next.
Boldshack?
Sure, I think she has one.
Oh, okay. I like Lakshmi Singh one.
Yeah, Lakshmi Singh.
Alright, well, I think that's it for That's Not Interesting. Join us next week when we will, I don't know,
talk
make fun
Freakonomics.
Of... Yeah, Freakonomics or something.
Comedy Central.
Yeah, see you then.